Depending on the relationship between the legislature and the executive, we have two alternate forms of government, that is parliamentary form and presidential form. A parliamentary form of government is that system in which the cabinet is the head of the executive as well as the directing power in the legislature. This is what Gilchrist says. And some of the features of a parliamentary form of government is that there is a difference between a nominal and real executive. As we all know, that the president is the nominal head of our state and all executive powers are vested with him, but he himself does not exercise them. The real powers are exercised by the real executive. And this real executive includes the prime minister as its head. The structure of the real executive involves wheel within a wheel. Now, what do you mean by wheel within a wheel? The innermost wheel is a real center of power, that is the office of the prime minister. Next to it, there is an informal wheel consisting of such ministers who are very close to the prime minister. And it is often called the kitchen cabinet or the inner cabinet. The next wheel consists of 15 to 20 important ministers who hold important portfolios and who help in regulating the policies of the state. And this wheel is called the cabinet. Now, we must remember this, that in a parliamentary form of a government, there is a very close relationship between the legislature and the executive. The executive is constituted out of the legislature. And the ministers of the executive, they are responsible to the legislature. How? We've heard of this word called individual responsibility of each minister. That is, each minister is individually responsible for the activities of the department that he has been put in charge. And he's answerable for the before the legislature for all his activities, decisions and actions. And if the legislature passes a no confidence motion, a censure motion, a cut motion in respect of his salary, it amounts to a vote of no confidence against him and he has to resign. Now, collective responsibility of all ministers means that the Council of Ministers as a whole is responsible to the legislature. In case the legislature rejects any policy of the cabinet or rejects the budget, it is taken to be a vote of no confidence against the entire Council of Ministers and it resigns. The real executive, that is the Council of Ministers, as well as the Prime Minister as its head, their tenure is not fixed. They can be removed from office and they remain in office as long as they enjoy the confidence of the majority in the legislature. Prime Minister is the head of the government. His office is the most powerful office. And the head of the state, that is a president, always acts in accordance to the advice given by the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister holds a very important position. He exercises vast and real executive powers. All decisions of the cabinet require his individual approval, otherwise they cannot be adopted. He selects his team of ministers and allocates them portfolios. So we see that the whole of administration is revolving around him. Now there's something very interesting to note is that the prime minister or the cabinet that we can say can get the legislature dissolved. How does it happen? The cabinet, in actual practice, a prime minister has a right to advise the head of the state, that is a president, in favor of a dissolution of the legislature if the prime minister feels that the legislature is not supporting the executive in passing laws. So as a result, the legislature can be dissolved by the executive even before the completion of its tenure. Political homogeneity and secrecy of office. What do you mean by political homogeneity? It means all the members of the Council of Ministers are from a single political party which holds the majority of seats in the legislature. So what happens is when all the members belong to a single political party, they are bound by a commitment to a single ideology and program of the party as mandated by the people in the elections. And when I say secrecy of office means the ministers are under the oath of secrecy under which they cannot divulge the information that they possess as ministers. So you see, the cabinet has a very strong position in a parliamentary form of government. Now we'll move on to the next part of the chapter, that is, what are the merits and demerits of a parliamentary form of a government?